And welcome to the historic Lyric Theater. Here we are in our beautiful hometown of Lexington, Kentucky, the crossroads of America's folk and bluegrass music. It's the gateway city to the magnificent Appalachian Mountains, where so much of this amazing music and art comes from.
That's Michael Jonathan, folk musician and host of the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour. Originally from upstate New York, Jonathan moved to Mousie, Kentucky in hopes of broadening his folk repertoire in the Appalachian Mountains. Succeeding in his journey, he played a multitude of front porch gatherings as well as learning about the area's history.
One of the stories that I heard was about a woman, an outsider like me, that moved into the mountains and did something absolutely amazing, and her name was Alice Lloyd.
Alice Lloyd and her colleague, June Buchanan, would go on to found Caney Junior College, known today as Alice Lloyd College. Lloyd originally moved to Knott County from Boston following her doctor's recommendation to move to a warmer climate after suffering a stroke. Shortly after her move, Lloyd was approached by a man named Abisha Johnson, who Jonathan says set things in motion.
He crossed two mountains in a snowstorm and begged her to move to Caney Creek, and if she did, he promised to give her his land as payment. And today, Abisha's land is the campus property of Alice Lloyd College.
A pinnacle point in Lloyd's life came in 1955. Facing bankruptcy and advanced age, she appeared on a televised broadcast of Ralph Edwards' This Is Your Life. In a television first, Edwards asked his viewers to send Lloyd a dollar.
Let's keep Mrs. Lloyd's great dream alive. Let's guarantee its future tonight. Now, how many of you in our vast audience will put a dollar bill in an envelope right now, or a check for whatever amount you feel you can afford, and mail it to, now here's the address, Alice Lloyd, Pippa Pass, Kentucky.
The donations received after that call to action arrived to the Hazard Post Office in three fully loaded mail trucks. Jonathan believes Lloyd's story is a remarkable one and has penned a screenplay for a film called Caney Creek, The Legend of Alice Lloyd. But this isn't the first time Jonathan has shared the tale with others.
My first experience artistically with the story was to write a song. I sat on a swinging bridge near Owens Branch in Knott County and wrote a song called Miracle on Caney Creek. And we made a music video of it that went to number 12 on country music television, and then it aired on TNN.
Jonathan says stories like these can go a long way in changing people's perspective about Appalachia.
Every film seems to have some kind of negative connotation about living here. And what Alice Lloyd saw, this is a beautiful, beautiful place. That's why so many people love the mountains. The mountain people love their homes. They're passionate about it. The reason why is because this is a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Some big steps have been taken with Caney Creek. The screenplay and project have been optioned, but Jonathan says it's a project that actually needs to be told from Kentucky.
It would be a disgrace for Alice Lloyd's story, who, when she passed away, was her personal estate was worth 16 cents. She gave everything to the mountain people, to her school, to her life, to the communities of the mountains. And for her story not to be told where it happened, to me, would be horrible.
But for that to happen, he says the Commonwealth's tax climate for the film industry needs to see some change.
That's why so many films go to Georgia, for example. Georgia has a huge movie industry that employs thousands of people, and hundreds of millions of dollars get spent in the Georgia economy because their tax structure makes it possible for these films to happen there.
Some recent legislation comes as a mixed bag for Kentucky's film industry. Recently passed, House Bill 249 lowers the annual tax cap for approved film incentives, but it also switches the tax credit status to refundable, which runs in line with the tax structure in Georgia. Jonathan says these changes will hopefully mean fewer missed chances for the Commonwealth's entertainment industry.
Queen's Gambit, for example, is a brilliant, hugely successful film that's all about Lexington, Kentucky, but it was filmed in Canada. Does that mean the film should not have been made? Of course not. They'll make it. They're going to make it somewhere. I'm saying that while we have the opportunity, let's have a movie that is good about this region, be released and filmed in the region that it happened.
In the meantime, those wanting to keep up on the Caney Creek Film Project can do so at caneycreekmovie.com. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd. But her visions remain. The buildings are new, but her dream is the same.